Let's check in now with Marshall Tiger football coach Denny Gaedel. Marshall facing DC Everest in a VFA football contest at Hiding Stadium in Marshfield on Friday evening. The Tigers coming off their first win of the year last week, winning at Eau Claire Memorial 50-30. What a job by your Tiger football team last week. Coach, tell us about that ball game. Your impressions of the Tiger football team last Friday night.
Well, my impressions were, I'm going to go offensively first. We ran the football better than we have all year. I mean, we had Josh Taylor got to be back in the rotation of things after the first part of the season off here, and, you know, doing some things with him now. Different athlete, different look at that position at fullback, and our tailbacks had an extremely good game. I mean, Graydon Rohde, the senior, he's stepping up a little bit, and Hayden Carlson is a sophomore kid, but he's got some of those abilities that running backs have, and you see them right away. There's a special talent there. But Graydon really, he's running hard. He's seeing holes down the field and punching through at the line of scrimmage, point of attack. So I was really happy the way our running backs played. That obviously does not go untold about the offensive line and what they did, because they're playing extremely well together. The way they're calling things, and they're already into, like, being one unit. It's really cool to watch them, the way Coach Hartwig works with those guys. They were impressive last week. Our receivers are doing their thing. They're doing their job. Our quarterback had a better game. He got the ball out of his hand quicker. Got a little more confidence, which is, you know, as a coach and a player, you constantly talk about confidence and how you believe in yourself to throw the ball quickly and understand that the receivers will be there, not waiting and looking to see them wide open like on, you know, Dodge School Playground in Stanley Boyd, you know, when we used to play out there, and wide open you throw it, but he's got to start getting better. And last week was a good step forward for Chase, so that was cool. And defensively, you know, again, we shut them down last week and kind of a little bit got irritated maybe by them. You saw the game when they started calling timeouts right before half, and we're trying to run the half out and be done. So I kind of said, you know, bunk with you. 4th and 5, we threw a touchdown pass. That's not being a jerk. I'm not a jerk kind of guy, but after you do that a little bit, you kind of get agitated, so we threw it. And I hope they don't take offense to that, but we did. And you know, we put our seconds in and trying to give our guys some chance to play, and they kept their first in, and we went down and scored in 4 plays. I mean, so those are just things, and I was happy our kids did that. I wasn't happy having to put our starters back in. Was not happy to do that. That's not what you do. But anyway, defensively, you know, we did our job. I told you about the defensive ends and how happy I was with those guys, and Len's got to be happy too, because they're getting in, making havoc in the backfield, and making tackles when they have to. You know, at the point of attack, they're making tackles. We're still, letting some – well, you can't just totally play man-to-man. I don't know if our skill level was at their level. They had a couple nice receivers, and their best one was out last week. So we had to play some zone, and we had to give up some passes and things like that. But overall, I think, you know, our stock was up last week, and we played a lot better.
Coach, you talked about Chase getting the ball out quickly, and you've got a couple of things at opposition here. One, you don't want Chase throwing the ball to the first guy every time, but on the other hand, you know, he has to go through a progression, but on the other hand, also throw the ball quickly. How do you meld those two issues together, that throw the ball quickly but not the same guy all the time?
Gene, I wish you could do that for me. It would be a lot better, but the kids out there playing, you know, you just go through situations and you talk about reading high to low, low to high, looking where you got to be. But the biggest thing is you got to get him to believe in what he sees and what he's doing. You know, we have all of our pre-snap stuff. We go through those progressions all the time. We have an acronym that we use that he goes through in his head. I hope he's doing it every time, and we teach it and coach it. And, you know, that's what makes a decision. And, again, it is high school football. This is not, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre, you know, going through their progressions and then breaking out of the pocket and still having their progressions in their head and throwing. It's high school football. So we're banking on the schematics that we put in a pass play that we have a situation where they can have our simple reads and go from one to two and have a place to throw it. So it's not anything really, really crazy. We're dropping back and throwing it to the guy that's open. Guys who can run, the guys who can catch, that's who usually get the ball.
What a job last week for Brooks Hinson with three touchdown catches plus a pass interception return for a score. Must be nice to have a guy like that on your team that can make some big plays like that.
You know, when you say that the athletes have to play and they've got to come to play, you got to be thinking about Brooks. This guy, I wish we could have a whole segment on Brooks because of the fact that he eats humble pie, I think, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or his dad doesn't feed him, you know. His dad sits in the dark all day thinking about things, and he probably doesn't feed him when he gets home, so he eats humble pie. The kid is so humble that you can't get anything out of him that says, hey, throw me the ball, or hey, I'm open. He's not that guy. He is just, I will make the play, and I will do everything I can after the catch or defensively to knock the ball down and get some more yards for us. He's really a phenomenal kid, and I can't say enough about him right now. He's just really good. And, you know, people are double covering him, so he takes away people on defense from other guys that we can get ball to other people. But we move him all around. He goes to every different receiver spot except tight end. But I think when we go empty, no tight ends, he's playing that spot tight end. So we just move him so we can get him the ball. Great athlete, great high school athlete, going to be a great college basketball player and whatever he wants to do after that. So impressed and proud of him.
DC Everest on Friday night. Your thoughts about this matchup?
A rivalry football game. They're really good. They've got more wins than we do. They're big. They're fast. They got a nice quarterback. A couple of nice D linemen. Their offensive line is solid. They have everything going for them, and it's up to us to come in and knock them out. We got to win. We got to go 5-0 the rest of the season. So that's our job, and that's our mantra. That's here we go, 5-0. So got to get it done.